up, looks deep, Ronnie Bell! Hold on! The problems that have plagued Ronnie Bell for his two seasons in the league creep up there. Could not hang on to that ball that hit him in the hands.
See, here's where I'm different, Goo. When you lose a game like that, I tend not to look at...
Talk to me, baby.
Moody, Bell, guys like that. I look at the big boys. I look at Bosa, Charvarius Ward, Brandon Ayuk. Those are the guys. Trent Williams, obviously.
Had to go get another IV, Steiny.
Yeah. Should call him Ivy.
I think Shasky
like poison
said
Ivy.
His jersey should read Trent Williams the IV. It's pretty good.
That's not bad.
But hold on real quick.
Fred Warner wasn't
there's
great
yesterday.
There's
one guy responsible
either.
For personnel. Ronnie Bell, who I've been asking for, Steiny, since last year. All he did during the preseason was drop the ball. But if my coach puts me in the game, what about Conley? What about Cowan? All these guys we heard in the pre. So that's – I got to put Ronnie – you got to make that catch. You just do.
I know.
And then I would say this, because I know this is not how football works. A Monday morning overreaction and Monday morning quarterback. I got my helmet on. Steiny, where was Ayuk on that play?
Probably
like,
not
why
open.
Is the Wow.
It's probably not open.
That was, I mean, Juwan Jennings is incredible. Steiny, yeah. Over 10 catches, yeah. 150, over 150
oh,
yards,
I know.
Three touchdowns. The one he went over the DB yeah. and caught it. Like, in a crazy way,
yeah.
The streets wanted Ayuk to have those numbers.
Well,
and we would feel better. I don't know how good this defense is. I like that's what's bothering me.
Well, is it? Is
I don't
it,
recognize
is it
this
Ayuk
defense.
Or the defense.
No, I'm not. It's the defense.
Okay.
Okay. Something's going on, and I don't hear people calling and asking what's going on with Nick Sorensen like they were doing with Wilkes. This defense. What was that?
Not a great effort. Kyle Shanahan said Ronnie Bell had a great week of practice. He's looking forward to playing. Mm. Just didn't come up with that catch. Purdy put it right on the money.
Oh, my God, it was right
he
there.
He just put it right on the money. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Sam in San Leandro to get us started.
Sam.
Hey, Sam. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. What's
sure.
up, Guru? What's up, Steiny?
Hey,
talk
hey.
To us.
Man, I'm just going to make it quick, man. It was a frustrating loss. You know, I mean, I turned off the TV right when Ronnie Bell dropped that catch because I knew what was going to happen. But I completely agree with Guru, man. The defense was awful. And one thing, man, I feel like we made a mistake with Brandon Ayuk's contract, brother. He's not doing anything. He missed all of that training camp. And it's frustrating, man. You know, I mean, we got to step it up. And that's about it, brother. I hope you guys have a great time, brother.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Sam. So the one thing that I wasn't crazy about was the run-pass
I had
ratio.
That down. Okay, I was right. Go ahead.
I don't think they ran it enough at all. I don't know why you're throwing so much when you're up at least two scores in a big chunk of the game.
Wow, man.
So here's what I'm looking at. Brock Purdy threw 30 times, and they ran it 34. So that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But if you take out Brock's scrambles, which are really passing plays that broke down, that number goes up to 37 or 38 passes, and the runs go down to 28.
Wow.
And Purdy did a great job of escaping the pocket.
Steiny, he looked like Fran Tarkenton out there.
But I just don't understand why they didn't go to Mason more.
It's the second week. He had 12 rushes Mason did in the first half. Steiny, you know how many he ended up with? I think you do. 19.
Yeah.
He had 7 in the – why?
I don't know. Because
that's
half,
the play caller, which is Kyle.
I mean, at halftime, they're up 14-7. He's got 12 rushes. They score on their next drive
yes,
to
do.
Make it 21-7. In that drive, Mason's got two big runs
Man.
For over 15 yards. You score to go 21-7, and now I'm thinking,
bleed this baby.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm watching the game, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Kyle's just like, he's not – it just didn't feel like it was good enough for him to run some clock, maybe have to punt here and there, but use up time, give the ball to Mason, and it just felt like Purdy was dropping back every single time in midway through the third to the fourth, and I just couldn't understand it.
No, I appreciate that. And also, too, I'm going to say it. Nobody else will, Steiny. As raggedy as this defense has been playing or they look, right now, if I'm playing the Niners, I'm going up top every time hoping to get a flag, not just a completion. But you think Kyle would want to run and bleed the clock more to keep his defense off the field? And I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's real. You know, I thought Armstead leaving this team was going to be a nothing burger. I already told you I was scared about Greenlaw. You got Hufanga back, Steiny, but that didn't change what was the aerial attack by the Rams. And I am with you. Maybe Kyle will speak to it. I don't know what's going through his mind of why Jordan Mason, who just is a punisher when he runs the rock, and give the Rams credit, Steiny. They started, stopping him in the second half, but to look at this discrepancy with the pass run distribution like you talked about, it's a head scratcher. It just is.
Let's go to Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, what's going on, man?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I give the special teams an F and the defense an F.
Wow.
You look at Purdy and you look at Purdy, and he was 22 with 30, like you just said. How many drop passes did they have? They must have had at least – I know they had at least five.
Yeah, six.
Bell dropped two. I think Ayuk dropped two. Ayuk, since he signed a big contract, can't catch the ball anymore. But to me, Sorensen, like you were saying, Guru, this all starts at the top. It all starts with Kyle Shanahan. You have a Super Bowl contending team. You've been contending for the last 5 years. Your window is still open, and you go and you hire within when you had defensive problems last year. Mm. I would have thought that they would have gone out and got a good defensive coordinator. Why not? You've got the team, but what bothered me about the defense that they didn't really address, they did, but didn't get the right guys. The two defensive tackles are non-existent. That contract for Hargrave is horrible. He can't stop the run. Neither can the other two guys, Collins or Elliott. I mean, when I'm looking at, I played defensive tackle in high school. I'm watching those guys on the game day, and they're going backwards. Take a look and see if you see any penetration from the defensive tackles. We need somebody like Justin Smith. You know what I mean? He was great, but they don't. They don't have it. And I thought they needed safety help, and they didn't get a linebacker that could replace Greenlaw. And now they're in the position they're in, and I'm not looking too hopeful going forward.
Man,
appreciate it, Dennis.
Yeah.
All right,
man.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like their defense is just – they're just out there. Like, I don't see anything special.
Wow.
They're not really getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They're getting beat in the secondary. Just not – they're not explosive defensively, it doesn't feel like.
And there was no Nacua. There was no – what's my other guy's name? Donnie, my man on my fantasy team.
Cooper Kupp.
It's just like – Tutu Atwell is giving you the business.
Or Higby.
DeMarcus Robinson is giving you the business. Kyron Williams running the ball. I know he had 24 for 89, Steiny, 3.7 yards per carry, but it felt like he was leaning forward when he got tackled. Stafford just back there picking him apart. And I mean, this was Brock Purdy's first loss as a starter to an NFC foe. So just think about that. But, I mean, you talk about morale, Steiny. I have no problem with the offense, just why they went away from the run the second week in a row. You look at what happened in Minnesota. This defense is getting hit by superstars and non-superstars. Tutu Atwell getting behind you. Ward is your guy. He had him on the carpet.
Yeah. The 46-yard or 48-yard penalty didn't help either on Yadim.
Yeah.
Yadim, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you, man.
Those are killers. I mean, those are absolute killers. After the 49ers got that field goal to go up 24, 24-14.
Up 10 again in the fourth. You know, I didn't want to throw that to you early. Just another 10-point lead in the fourth.
Well, they had a 14-point lead.
Yeah, but it was 10 in the fourth.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I... But I ain't gonna... Jesus. Yeah. Not today.
That's, yeah. Well, I want to bet.
Now, let me ask you this about Brock Purdy's 10 runs for 41 yards. A lot of that was by necessity. Do you think a guy like Steve Young and yourself, Donnie, who wanted to see Brock run more, is that what you had in mind? Because that's 10 is too many. He was running for his life, doing a great job of it, keeping still making plays, but 10 totes?
Well, he had a couple quarterback sneaks maybe, at least one, yeah. I know that they got. But, no, I mean, he had it, like he shows he can run. And he can evade, which he did, but no, I don't want him running 10 times.